Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. This is big time stuff. I know some people won't believe it is, but it truly is. A public grand jury trial actually has begun of COVID crimes and lies in search of true indictments. And you think no. And I say yes, and I'm going to bring you some highlights from it as well. This public international grand jury trial has real lawyers. It will have real witnesses, real experts, a real judge, real expert testimony from all the best. A lot of the people that I brought to you on this show will be testifying as part of this international grand jury. What they are hoping, this will be the court of public opinion, because they had to do it this way because they don't trust, you know, they're holding this, I believe, in Germany, but they don't trust the courts in Germany, and they don't trust the courts in a lot of the governments. So what they're hoping to do here is get real indictments by using this. This is will set up the model of a true grand jury. It's a public grand jury, but this information will be on record, and that's what they're trying to do. It is a record for the entire world, and the world should take what happens at this grand jury and use the evidence presented, because it's massive, massive evidence, and use that for actual indictments. And that's what the real plan is to have actual indictments. If anything, you can say, well, this will set the record straight for all of world history. At least we know for sure it's going to do that. But will it achieve its end goal of indictments? That will remain to be seen if that ever happens. So let me give you the starting proceedings of this so you can see. And then I want to give you one of the lawyers, the Reiner Fuelmich, who does a show, and he's a lawyer as well. I believe he has a doctorate, so he has the title doctor as well. Anyways, Reiner Fuelmich has interviewed all these star witnesses. I've used some of his material of interviews on my own show, but he realized, as tons of lawyers were contacting him for all the evidence that he was presenting on his show, he realized, well, they need to put it all together, because they're asking, are you going to present this in front of a court? What are we going to do with all this evidence? So this is what they've decided is the best move they can do in search of real indictments. They are hoping this will produce real indictments. That is not a joke. All right, so here's the how it all started opening. The opening procedure was an hour and a half, and I can't give you all of that, obviously. So all I can do is give you a little bit here, and then I'm going to have to jump, and I really want to give you Reiner Fuelmich's opening statement, because it was fantastic. I can't give you it all, but I'll give you as much as I can. But first, here's how it started.
Thank you, Vivian. It is my honor and pleasure to participate in this international grand jury investigation, an enactment of a criminal grand jury against some of the perpetrators who, in a worldwide criminal collaboration, committed crimes against humanity on the entire world's population in the form of a planned pandemic called COVID-19. We, a group of international lawyers and a judge, are conducting criminal investigation modeled after the United States grand jury proceedings. This grand jury investigation serves as a model legal proceeding to present to a jury consisting of the citizens of the world all available evidence of COVID-19 crimes against humanity to date against leaders, organizers, instigators, and accomplices who aided, abetted, or actively participated in the formulation and execution of a common plan for a pandemic. Crimes to be investigated include all acts performed or omitted by a person in pursuance of a common design to commit crimes against humanity, and all such criminal acts condemned in the various communities of jurors around the world. This investigation is of the people, by the people, and for the people, and shall be referred to as the People's Court of Public Opinion.
There's much more that goes on, but I have to jump ahead because I want to give you is what I thought was the best of the whole procedure. And Reiner had been talking for quite a while already, but Reiner Fuelmich is going to lay out everything, and he's already laid out a whole bunch of his first 5 points that the trial will go through and the evidence that will be presented to the grand jury. He's gone through some 5 points. I don't have time to give you all that, but you can look this stuff up on your own if you want to. But I want to get to other stuff, so let's go right to him, a real lawyer presenting real evidence. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this case is about a long-planned agenda of a group of ultra-rich people and their financial mafia based in the city of London and on Wall Street to use a pseudo-pandemic as a guise behind which, while our attention is on the pandemic, they want to complete their decades-long efforts to gain full and complete control over all of us. There are numerous platforms on which this group has been meeting and discussing this agenda, but the most important one is that of the World Economic Forum, which was invented in 1971 by a then 33-year-old Klaus Schwab. Its members are 1,000 global corporations with at least $5 billion in annual sales, politicians, media representatives, scientists, and other so-called high-profile personality. They meet once a year in Davos, but there are other such meetings, for example, in China. And since 1992, they have created and presented to us their own group of political leaders for the world. Among the first graduates, as I mentioned before, are Angela Merkel and Bill Gates in 1992. Others are Sebastian Kurz, up until recently Chancellor of Austria, Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand, François Macron, President of France, and many, many more. This group, which is now called the Davos Clique, is openly, the publication The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab is one of the most important sources for this information, promoting the shifting of the world's assets to this group of super-rich people so that in 2030, ordinary people will own nothing and be happy, as it explicitly states there, under their one world government with a digital currency given to us by their one world bank. And they're also openly promoting, in close cooperation with people like the putative defendant Bill Gates, the Rockefellers and others, the drastic reduction of the world's population and the manipulation of the remaining population's DNA all the way into transhumanism. Their most important goal is, however, the controlled, by them of course, implosion of the completely looted financial system and simultaneous introduction of a digital currency issued by One World Bank, controlled by them, and just as important, the introduction of a world government under the UN, which has come under their full control in 2019.
Now, understand, he's just setting up some motives and how long this has been put together. And he's setting all of that up. He does a fantastic job. I want to get as much as I can. Well, maybe I can squeeze from this point on the rest of everything that he says. And I don't know, but we'll see what I can squeeze in. But I'll cut in and out from here and there. But take a listen to so much more. Then understand, this is in search of real indictments. That's what they're in search of.
For this purpose, they have made concrete plans for this corona pandemic since at least the spring of 2001, Operation Dark Winter, followed by another such rehearsal, the lockstep exercise by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010, and finally, Event 201 in October of 2019 in New York, sponsored by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Members of the jury, we will call a number of different highly renowned expert witnesses from all walks of science, but also witnesses who will testify to the damage that they suffered as a result of getting the experimental injections in this trial. After our opening statements, we will start off in a week from now by calling former members a member of the U.S. military, James Bush, who participated in Operation Dark Winter in 2001, former members of the British intelligence services, Brian Gerrish and Alex Thompson, and investigative journalists Whitney Webb and Matthew Arrett, former World Health Organization employees and advisors Dr. Sylvia Behrendt and Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. They will explain to us the historical and geopolitical background of what we are confronted with. And they will show to us how this agenda has been planned for at least 20 years, starting with Operation Dark Winter in 2001, and some 10 years later, the lockstep scenario by the Rockefeller Foundation, ending with the dress rehearsal, Event 201, in October of 2019.
Let me pause it there. If you are unfamiliar with Event 201 and these other practices for what they did with COVID-19 and how they played it all out, the scenarios, including how they would eventually try to convince everyone that they have to wear a mask, how there would be people who would push back, how they would have to use the media to lie and to convince people that the truth tellers are not telling the truth. Every single thing that they practiced, and especially they practiced in Event 201, which they practiced just a few months before they actually carried it out. It was their final practice. These other ones, there was other events that were practices. All Event 201 was their final practice. I don't even think they thought when they first were doing it, it was gonna be their final practice, but after it, they decided it's a go, we just gotta go. Because Donald Trump was in office and they needed to get rid of Trump. The whole world wanted Trump gone that are globalists, because Trump was making America, America first, and not a global, not part of basically the global government. And of course, China loved that because Trump was crushing China on the trade deals. And so China wanted Trump gone too. Anyways, that's it. The huge motive of what was going on, but they had been planning it and planning it. Regardless of Donald Trump, they were going to do this. They just sped everything up after Event 201 and just decided to do it now because Trump's there. We got to do it now. That's what happened. More.
And they will explain how, when there were no cases which they needed to declare a public health emergency of international concern, they created them by having Defendant Drosten invent the story of asymptomatic infections, which don't exist, and how this PCR test can detect through mass screening of perfectly healthy people, those who are infected. A lie, as we will show. We will continue with the next group of witnesses, Dr. Wolfgang Wodak, an experienced lung specialist and former member of the German Bundestag and the Council of Europe, who managed to expose the other side's first attempt at a pandemic, the swine flu of 12 years ago, as a mild flu. Professor Ulrike Kamera, biologist from Würzburg University, Dr. Mike Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, Dr. Sylvia Behrendt, Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, Professor Dolores Cahill of Dublin University, Professor Antonietta Gatti from Italy, Professor Bergholz from Germany. These experts will explain to us what is behind the legend of the Wuhan wet market outbreak. They will show that the virus is no more dangerous than the common flu. The PCR test cannot tell us anything about infections, but is the only basis for all anti-corona measures, including the ultimate measure, the so-called vaccines. And the so-called vaccines are not only ineffective, but extremely dangerous. Regardless of the natural or man-made origin of the virus, our immune system is perfectly well capable of dealing with the virus, as evidenced by an infection fatality rate of between 0.14 and 0.15 or even less percent. There was no excess mortality anywhere until the experimental injections started. There were not even any cases in early 2020. However, they needed cases in order to declare a public health emergency of international concern, as this was the only basis on which it would be possible, according to their own made-up rules, which all governments of the member states of the World Health Organization had agreed to use untested new drugs, the experimental injections, on people. After a first failed attempt at announcing this public health emergency of international concern, because there were no cases, they tried again in late January of 2020, after they had created cases with the help of that now infamous Drosten PCR test, and announced this public health emergency of international concern 2 weeks later. We will hear from these experts that these cases were almost all false positive test results, nothing else.
Some people won't believe that, but that is 100% true. The PCR tests do not detect COVID-19. If they tell you it does, they're a flat-out liar. It only can detect coronaviruses. They also calibrated it so that it would detect the most minute. So even if you weren't getting sick, but let's say you got some sort of coronavirus like the common cold, and it gets into your nose, and you went and took a PCR test, it finds that little bit. But let's say it's the same cold you had last year, or I'd say the year before, and you have immunity to it. So your body is fighting it off, and you're never going to get sick from it. But because it was present in your nasal, then when they took the swab, it would light up the PCR test. Then they would tell you, you have COVID-19, which is a flat-out lie. They should not legally have been allowed to tell you that, because they don't know. They didn't look on a microscope and determine the difference between the coronaviruses when they did the swabs. They just labeled every single coronavirus COVID-19. So if you had the common cold and you got nasal swabbed, they could have lied straight to your face and told you you had COVID-19. That's why so many people were like, I don't feel that bad, or I don't have the same effects as this person who said they had COVID-19, but I barely had this effect. Mine was totally different than your experience because you had different coronaviruses. That's why. So you all know I'm telling the truth. That's all a fact. This was a PCR pandemic. It was not a real pandemic. It was created by the PCR tests. The real pandemic we're having is from the vaccines, which has real shedding and really is spreading a sickness. The vaccines do that, and that's when we've seen death rates skyrocket. That's all the facts, but more. I want to give you more.
The next group of experts are Dr. Thomas Binder from Switzerland, Dr. Brian Artis from Texas, Dr. Shankara Chetty from South Africa, and Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg from Germany, and John O'Looney, Undertaker from England. These experts will tell us how right from the start we were witnessing a deliberate, completely senseless banning of normal, effective, and safe methods of treatment of respiratory diseases, and instead a mandate of treatments that must now be considered serious medical malpractice. Intubation, remdesivir, midazolam. John O'Looney will explain how he first, believing the other side's allegations about a pandemic, even helped the BBC in pushing their panic propaganda, until he realized how under the guise of the pandemic, people were intentionally being killed. We will then call the next group of experts, including Professor Alexandra Orion-Code from France, Dr. Mike Yeadon, Professor Susharit Bhakti from Germany, Professor Luc Montagnier from France, Dr. Vanessa Schmidt-Krüger from Germany, Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA vaccine technique from the US, and Professor Anne Burkhardt, pathologist from Germany. They will show us that while the virus did not cause any excess mortality, it has a survival rate of 99.97%, the shots are now killing people and have been causing excess mortality of up to 40% since September as a result of a poisoning with the spike protein and of shutting off our immune system. Dr. Mike Yeadon will tell us how a group of scientists has even found concrete evidence that the makers of the vaccines are experimenting with lethal dosages to see how the lethal side effects can be manipulated in such a way that the population will not immediately understand what is happening.
Dr. Mike Yeadon, who I brought to you before, a tremendous expert on this, said he's willing to testify in any court that he is the one that really was the one that broke everything about the different batches, where we know that they were using different batches. Some had much worse adverse effects than others. Some had deadly effects, some had really bad adverse effects, and then other batches had no effects whatsoever, most likely placebos, but we can't say for sure. They could just be very weak doses. We don't know because they don't let us know what's in those batches. That's all illegal, by the way. Those are crimes. They are not allowed to vary. They can't say they're giving you this vaccine and here's the vaccine you're getting, and then they vary it and give you something different. They also have committed crimes where the FDA pretended to approve a vaccine, where they did, but there's a vaccine that you can't get, to trick you into getting experimental vaccines. Again, that is criminal activity. This all must be exposed to the point of real indictments, but this is going on record for the whole world in this public grand jury trial. More.
The next group of experts will explain to us how it could have come to this. This group includes Professor Matthias Desmet from Belgium, Dr. Ariane Bileran from France, Dr. Meredith Miller from the US, Professor Harald Wallach from Germany, and Stefan Kohn, employee of the German Department of the Interior. These experts will walk us through how the other side, after having established the public health emergency of international concern, in quick succession introduced us to the lockdown, the nonsensical and dangerous mask mandates, and the very harmful, both physically and psychologically, social distancing, until they arrived at their ultimate goal, the ineffective and dangerous, even lethal, injections. And they will explain to us in detail how our acquiescence to all this was made possible through a gigantic psychological operation whose panic message we kept receiving through the mainstream medias and our politicians, both owned by the other side, relentless propaganda. The next group of experts includes Leslie Manoukian, a former investment banker from the US, Naomi Wolf, journalist and author from the US, Ernst Wolf, a German economist, Professor Christian Kreis, German economist, Professor Holger Recko, a German economist, and Markus Krall, a German economist. This part of the proceeding will have these experts explain to us in great detail about the intentional destruction of our economies and how the other side is working on a controlled crash of the financial system to both get away with the crimes that they have already committed over the past decades, looting and plundering our public coffers until there's nothing left, and to introduce a one world bank and digital currency plus digital passport. The final group of experts include Matthew Arrett, an investigative journalist from Canada, Vera Sharaf, a Holocaust survivor, Ilana Rachel Daniel from Israel, Rabbi Smith from New York, Patrick Wood, an expert on technocracy from the US, Avital Livni from Israel. This final part of the investigation will have these experts tell us how an important part of the other side's agenda has to do with population control, or rather, eugenics. After World War II, eugenics had a bad name, Julian Huxley, who founded the UNESCO, said. But he and the very large group of people who supported the idea of eugenics would soon be able to continue with their efforts in this direction, he openly explained. The parallels between what happened then, 80 years ago, and what is happening now shall not be ignored. Vera Sharaf will remind us of this. After you have heard all the evidence, we have no doubt that you will recommend indictments against all our putative defendants for crimes against humanity. Thank you.
There you go, folks. I am running out of time, but if you've sat through this whole thing and made it this far, I hope that that means that this video was good enough for you to feel like you should share it with somebody, because this is going on right now. I don't know when you're watching this video, but if you're seeing it, it might be going on right now. It might have already concluded by the time some people see this, but if you've seen it, it's good to share it. Wake up people's, their minds, their brains. Wake them up from what is really happening. This is all the truth. This is the full truth. Sounds like conspiracy theories because they've done things that are that bad. Things that you and I wouldn't normally do. And that's why it sounds so radical. Because the average person wouldn't do this type of thing. But they did. And they did it knowingly. And they did it willingly. And they planned it all out. Folks, here's the biggest thing you will hear. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I hope you know what that means, and I hope you take it to heart. Folks, I love you guys. Make sure you check out thenewamerican.com as well for all the truthful news you can possibly get. Go to thenewamerican.com. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.